enter a 10-digit phone number and press the pound key to leave a message in that mailbox.
Enter your passcode, then press pound. If you have a mailbox on this system and would like to access it now, enter your 10-digit phone number, then press pound.
Your passcode, then press pound.
Welcome to your new Verizon Voice messaging service. All new messages are now being deposited in this mailbox. The messages from your old mailbox were not transferred to this new mailbox, but you will still be able to access those messages until they are deleted following the normal schedule. To reach your old mailbox, you can press 7 from the main menu of this new mailbox. Once you are connected to your old mailbox, you will have to enter your mailbox number, which is your 10-digit telephone number, and the passcode from your old mailbox. If you want to return to this new mailbox, you'll need to hang up and dial your regular access number. General information about the voicemail upgrade can be found at www.verizon.com/voicemail upgrade. We appreciate the opportunity to provide you with this new service, and thank you for choosing Verizon Voicemail.
To save it, press 1. To return to the previous menu, press star. Welcome to your Verizon Voice Mailbox. Your mailbox will be ready to use after you complete 4 steps. For English, press 1. For Spanish, press 2. You have selected English prompts. To have your prompts spoken by a male voice, press 1. For a female voice, press 2. The next step is to choose a new passcode. For your new passcode, enter a number with 4 to 10 digits, then press pound. The next step is to record your name. After the tone, say your first and last name. When you're done, press pound.
Matthew.
Matthew.
To save your new name recording, press 1. To re-record, press 2. Recording saved. The next step is to select a greeting for callers to hear when you don't answer the phone. You can record a personal greeting or select one of the system greetings. To record and activate your personal greeting, press 1. To activate the system greeting containing your recorded name, press 2. To activate the system greeting containing your telephone number, press 3. To activate the system greeting which does not contain your recorded name or number, press 4. The system greeting with neither your recorded name or number has been activated. The last step is to record your busy greeting, which callers will hear when your phone line is busy. After the tone, speak your busy greeting. When you're done, press pound.
The line is busy. Please leave a message.
The line is busy. Please leave a message.
To save your new busy greeting, press 1. To re-record, press 2. Your busy greeting has been changed. Your busy greeting is on. To turn it off, press 1. To keep it like this, press star. Your busy greeting is now off. Your mailbox is now ready to use. You have no new messages. You have 1. Saved voice message. Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. For reminder messages and wake up calls, press 3. For your personal options, press 4. Enter the recipient's phone number or group list number, then press pound.
5-1.
Enter the number of an additional recipient, then press pound. To record your message, press pound now.
1, 2, 3, 4, testing.
To send your message now, press pound. To mark the message private, press 1. For future delivery, press 2. To request a return receipt, press 3. To mark the message urgent, press 4. To hear your message, press 5. To re-record, press star. Message marked private. To send your message now, press pound. To remove the private marker, press 1. For future delivery, press 2. To request a return receipt private marker removed, to send your message now, press pound. To mark the message private, press 1. For future delivery, press 2. To request a return receipt, press 3. When do you want the message to be sent? Enter the date using 2 digits for the month, followed by 2 digits for the day. For today, press pound now. Enter the time using 2 digits for the hour, followed by 2. For AM, press 1. For PM, press 2. Invalid entry. For AM, press 1. For PM, press 2. Your message will be sent at
10:10 PM
today. If this is correct, press 1. To send your message now, press pound. To mark the message private, press 1. For future delivery, press 2. To request a return receipt, press 3. Return receipt requested. To send your message now, message marked urgent. To send your message now, press pound. Message sent. Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. For reminder messages, message received at
10:04 PM
today. From
Matthew.
Welcome to your new Verizon voice.
Message saved. You are now listening to future delivery messages. Your message will be sent at
10:10 PM
today.
22nd April 2025.
End of message. To repeat this message, press 1. To delete it, press 3. To forward this message, press 5. For envelope information, press 6. To hear this menu again, press 0. To continue, to hear your next message, press pound. There are no more future delivery messages. A new message has just arrived. Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. The following message is marked urgent. Message received at
10:10 PM
today. From
Matthew. 1, 2, 3, 4, testing.
End of message. To repeat this message, press 1. To save it, press 2. To delete it, press 3. To send a reply, press 4. To forward this message, press 5. For envelope information, press 6. To mark your message new, press 7. To return the call, press 8. To hear this menu again, press 0. To continue, to hear your next message, press pound. Message saved. Message received at
10:04 PM
today. From
Matthew.
Welcome to your
message saved. No more messages. A new message has just arrived. Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. The following message was received by
Matthew
at
10:10 PM
today.
1, 2, 3, 4, testing.
End of message. To repeat this message, press 1. To save it, press 2. To delete it, press 3. To forward this message, press 5. For envelope information, press 6. To mark your message new, press 7. To return the call, press 8. To hear this menu again, press 0. To continue, to hear your next message, press pound. Enter the recipient's phone number or group list number, then press pound. Enter the recipient's phone number or group list number, then press pound.
Furman.
Added to the recipient list. Enter the number of an additional recipient, then press pound. To record your message, press pound now. To forward with a comment, press 1. To forward without comment, press 2. To cancel, press star. To send your message now, press pound. To mark the message private, press Message sent. To repeat this message, press 1. To save it, press 2. To delete it, press 3. To forward this message, press 5. Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. For reminder messages and wake-up calls, press 3. For wake-up calls, press 1. For reminder messages, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star. To schedule wake-up calls for weekdays, press 1. For weekends, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star. Enter the starting date using 2 digits for the month, followed by 2 digits for the day. For today, press pound now. Enter the time you want for the wake-up call, using 2 digits for the hour, followed by 2 digits for the minutes. For AM, press 1. For PM, press 2. You have requested weekday wake-up calls at
10:45 p.m.
today. If this is correct, press 1. To try again, press 2. Wake-up calls scheduled. For wake-up calls, press 1. For reminder to schedule wake-up calls for weekdays, press 1. For weekends, press 2. To review or change your wake-up calls, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press star. Your wake-up calls are scheduled for
10:45 p.m.
Monday to Friday, beginning
22nd April 2025.
To change the time of the wake-up calls, press 3. To change the delivery days, press 4. To delete this wake-up call, press 6. To exit wake-up calls, press star. You have requested the cancellation of this wake-up call. If this is correct, press 1. Your wake-up call has been canceled. For wake-up calls, press 1. For reminder messages, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star. Invalid entry. For wake-up calls, press 1. For reminder messages, press 2. For a one-time reminder message, press 1. For a daily reminder, press 2. For a reminder every weekday, press 3. For a reminder every Saturday and Sunday, press 4. To specify days of the week, press 5. To return to the previous menu, press star. Invalid entry. For a one-time reminder message, press 1. For a daily reminder, press 2. After the tone, speak your reminder message. When you're done, press pound.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing.
If this is correct, press 1. To try again, press 2. When do you want to be called with this reminder? Enter the date using 2 digits for the month, followed by 2 digits for the day. For today, press pound now. Enter the time using 2 digits for the hour, followed by 2 digits for the minute. For AM, press 1. For PM, press 2. You have requested a reminder message for
8:12 AM
tomorrow. If this is correct, press 1. To try again, press 2. Reminder message scheduled. For wake-up calls, press 1. Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. For reminder messages and wake-up calls, press 3. For your personal options, press 4. For your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording and greetings, press 2. For group lists, press 3. For individual mailboxes, press 4. To change your message preferences, press 5. To change your personal operator settings, press 6. To return to the previous menu, press star. For your personal profile, press 1. To change your passcode, press 1. For language options, press 2. For notification options, press 3. To review or change your time zone, press 5. To return to the previous menu, press star. You are at the personal profile menu. From this menu, you may manage your personal mailbox, account settings, and options. You can change your password, select a different mailbox language, set up and review your mailbox notification options, set up and review your personal receptionist options, review and change the time zone that you are in, review and change number of times the phone rings before going to voicemail. To change your passcode, press 1. For language options, press 2. For notification options, to hear prompts in English, press 1. To hear prompts in Spanish, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star. To hear full prompts in male voice, press 1. To hear full prompts in female voice, press 2. To change your passcode, press 1. For language options, press 2. For notification options, press 3. Currently, message waiting indication is on. Special delivery is on. Simple message service notification is on. To turn message waiting indication on or off, press 1. To review or change your special delivery options, press 2. To review or change wireless SMS notification, press 4. To return to the previous menu, press star. You are at the notification options menu. You can select a wide variety of ways to be notified of new messages that have arrived in your mailbox. Message waiting indication, email, SMS, and pager notification are available. Message waiting indication provides you with interrupted dial tone or an indication on your telephone when new messages have arrived in your mailbox. The type of notification you will receive is dependent upon the type of telephone set you have. Special delivery allows you to establish the type of message that you want to be notified about. For example, only urgent messages. This feature will place a telephone call to you and let you know that there are new messages waiting to be reviewed. Email notification permits you to send email to your email service when new messages arrive in your mailbox. You may specify that the email also contains the original message you received. To turn message waiting indication on or off, press 1. To review or change your special delivery options, press 2. To review or change wireless SMS notification, press 4. To return to the previous menu, press star. Message waiting indication is currently enabled. To turn it off, press 1. Invalid entry. Message waiting indication is currently enabled. To turn it off, press 1. Message waiting indication is now disabled. Currently, message waiting indication is off. To turn message waiting indication on or off, press 1. To review or change your special delivery option, message waiting indication is currently disabled. To turn it on, press 1. Message waiting indication is now enabled. Currently, message waiting indication is on. Special delivery is on. Simple message service notification is on. To turn message waiting indication on or off, press 1. To review or change your special delivery options, press 2. To review or change your special delivery number, press 2. For your special delivery schedule, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press star. When special delivery is on, you'll be notified of new messages. To change the start time, press 1. To change the end time, press 2. To change the days of the week, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press star. You have requested a start time of
midnight.
To keep this, press 1. To change it, press 2. Enter the new time using 2 digits for the hour, followed by 2 digits for the minutes. For AM, press 1. You have requested a start time of
8:55 AM.
To keep this, press 1. To change it, press 2. To change the start time, press 1. To change the end time, press 2. You will be notified ending at
11:59 p.m.
To keep this, press 1. To change it, press 2. Enter the new time using 2 digits for the hour, followed by 2 digits for the minute. For a.m., press 1. For p.m., press 2. You will be notified ending at
9 p.m.
To keep this, press 1. To change it, press 2. To change the start time, press 1. To change the end time, press 2. To change the days of the week, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press star. To schedule special delivery for every weekday, press 1. To schedule it for every day, press 2. To choose days of the week, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press star. When special delivery is on, you'll be notified of new messages. Monday through Sunday. To change the start time, press 1. To change the end time, press 2. To change the days of the week, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press star. To review or change your special delivery number, press 2. For your special delivery schedule, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press star. To change your passcode, press 1. For language options, press 2. For notification options, press 3. Currently, message waiting indication is on. Special delivery is on. Simple message service notification is on. To turn message waiting indication on or off, press 1. To review or change your special delivery options, press 2. To review or change wireless SMS notification, press 4. To return to the previous menu, press star. For Verizon Wireless, press 1. For all other providers, press 2. Enter the 10-digit phone number of your service provider, followed by pound. Currently, message waiting indication is on. To turn message waiting indication on or off, press 1. For Verizon Wireless, press 1. For all other providers, press 2. Enter the 10-digit phone number of your service provider, followed by pound. Currently, message waiting indication is on. Special delivery is on. Simple message service notification is on. To turn message waiting indication on or off, press 1. To change your passcode, press 1. For language options, press 2. For notification options, press 3. To review or change your time zone, press 5. To return to the previous menu, press star. Your current time zone is Eastern Standard Time. To keep this, press 1. To change it, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star. To select Atlantic Time, press 1. Next time zone, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star. To select Eastern Standard Time, press 1. Next time zone, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star. To select Central Standard Time, press 1. Next time zone, press 2. To select Mountain Standard Time, press 1. Next time zone, press 2. To select Pacific Standard Time, press 1. Next time zone, press 2. To select Alaska Standard Time, press 1. Next time zone, press 2. To select Hawaii Aleutian Samoa Time, press 1. Next time zone, press 2. To select Chamorro Time, press 1. Next time zone, press 2. To change your passcode, press 1. For language options, press 2. For notification options, press 3. To review or change your time zone, press 5. Your current time zone is Eastern Standard Time. To keep this, press 1. You have selected Eastern Standard Time. To change your passcode, press 1. For your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording and greetings, press 2. For group lists, change your name recording, press 1. Busy greeting, press 2. Personal or system greeting, press 3. Extended absence greeting, press 4. Caller invitation, press 5. To return to the previous menu, press star. Invalid entry. To change your name recording, press 1. Busy greeting, press 2. Personal or system greeting, press 3. Extended absence greeting. To change your extended absence greeting, press 1. To review your extended absence schedule, press 3. To allow callers to leave a message in your absence, press 4. To not allow callers to leave a message in your absence, press 5. To return to the previous menu, press star. Invalid entry. For your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording and greetings, press 2. To change your name recording, press 1. Busy greeting, press 2. Personal or system greeting, press 3. Extended absence greeting, press 4. Caller invitation, press 5. To return, the caller invitation prompt is on. To turn it off, press 1. To return to the previous menu, press star. Canceled. To change your name recording, press 1. Busy greeting, press 2. Personal or system greeting, press 3. Extended absence. Your system greeting without your name or number is on. To record and activate your personal greeting, press 1. To activate the system greeting containing your recorded name, press 2. To activate the system greeting containing your telephone number, press 3. To activate the system greeting which does not contain your recorded name or number, press 4. To return to the previous menu, press star. For your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording and greetings, press 2. For group lists, press 3. Group lists menu. To create a new group list, press 1. To change a group list, press 2. To delete a list, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press star. Invalid entry. For your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording and greetings, press 2. For group lists, press 3. For individual mailboxes, press 4. To create a new mailbox, press 1. To return to the previous menu, press star. To create a new mailbox, press 1. To return to the previous menu, press star. Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. For reminder messages and wake-up calls, press 3. For your personal options, press 4. For your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording and greetings, press 2. For group lists, press 3. For individual mailboxes, press 4. To change your message preferences, press 5. To change your personal operator settings, press 6. To review or change your envelope options, press 1. To review or change your autoplay option, press 2. To review or change the sort order of your messages, press 3. To enable or disable playing of sender's caller ID, press 4. To enable or disable the sending of caller ID, press 5. To return to the previous menu, press star. You are at the message preferences menu. From here, you may set the following options. Envelope option. This option determines whether or not you will hear the message envelope before each message during message playback. Message envelope information contains the date and time of day the message was received, the type of call, and the name or number of the calling party. Autoplay option. This option determines whether new messages are played immediately after you log in to your account or if you are brought to the main menu. Sort order option. This option determines the order in which your messages are played back to you. You can select newest messages first, oldest messages first, or urgent messages first. Sender caller ID option. This option allows you to determine whether or not the sender's caller ID is played back to you in the message envelope. To review or change your envelope options, press 1. To review or change your autoplay option, press 2. Playing envelope information is currently enabled. To turn it off, press 1. To return to the previous menu, press star. Canceled. To review or change your envelope options, press 1. To review or change your autoplay option, press 2. Autoplay is currently disabled. To turn it on, press 1. To return to the previous menu, press star. Canceled. To review or change your envelope options, press 1. To review or change your autoplay option, press 2. To review or change the sort order of your messages, press 3. Your message sort order is currently set to date with newest messages first. To keep this, press 1. To change it, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star. No changes made. To review or change your envelope options, press 1. To review or change your autoplay option, press 2. To review or change the sort order of your messages, press 3. To enable or disable playing of sender's caller ID, press 4. To playing sender's caller ID is currently enabled. To turn it off, press 1. To return to the previous menu, press star. Canceled. To review or caller ID is on. To turn it off, press 1. To keep it like this, press star. Canceled. To review or change your envelope options, press 1. To review or change your autoplay option, press 2. To review or change the sort order of your messages, press 3. To enable or disable playing of sender's caller ID, press 4. To enable or disable the sending of caller ID, press 5. To return to the previous menu, press star. For your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording and greetings, press 2. For group lists, press 3. For individual mailboxes, press 4. To change your message preferences, press 5. To change your personal operator settings, press 6. To return to the previous menu, press star. For temporary personal operator, press 1. For permanent personal operator, press 2. Invalid entry. For temporary, your operator is not active. To schedule or deactivate, press 1. To set up destination, press 2. To exit, press 9. To cancel, press star. For a daily schedule, press 1. To activate at all times, press 2. To deactivate, press 3. Personal operator is now active at all times. To schedule or deactivate, press 1. To set up destination, press 2. To exit, press 9. To cancel, press star. For added security, personal operator destination may only be provisioned when you access this option from your own handset. For your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording and greetings, press 2. For group lists, press 3. For individual mailboxes, press 4. To change your message preferences, press 5. To change your personal operator settings, press 6. To return to the previous menu, press star. Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. For reminder messages and wake-up calls, press 3. For your personal options, press 4. You are at the main menu. From here, you may listen to messages left or saved in your mailbox. You may record and send a message to another subscriber. You may record and send a message to another subscriber or distribution list. You can establish wake-up calls or reminders. You may review or change your personal options. You can also log in to another mailbox account. You can print your fax messages at any fax machine. Before printing, your faxes should establish your own fax printing destination by pressing 4 at the main menu for personal options, and then 7 for fax options. Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. For reminder messages and wake-up calls, press 3. For your personal options, press 4. If you have a mailbox on this system and would like to access it now, enter your 10-digit phone number, then press pound.
now to access your mailbox with your passcode. Otherwise, enter a 10-digit phone number and press the pound key to leave a message in that mailbox.
Please leave a message after the tone, then press pound.
1, 2, 3, 4, testing.
To send your message now, press pound. To mark the message private, press 1. To mark the message urgent, press 4. To hear your message, press 5. To request a return call, press 6. To re-record, press star. Message sent. If you have a mailbox on this system and would like to access it now, enter your 10-digit phone number, then press pound.